Hello, everybody. We are back for another episode. It is episode 48 this week.
Today, we are reading some crazy, shocking, funny Reddit stories. We hope this gives you a laugh. And while I was doing mine, so we're surprising each other. Yes. So I planned out a few, Haley planned out a few, and I was literally laughing out loud.
Same. We've been sitting on these for what, like a week and a half?
Yeah.
I have been dying to tell you.
Same.
Yeah, I'm so excited. This is our lifestyle episode. So if you guys are new to the podcast, because we have had a lot of new Instagram followers. So if you guys are new, then once a month, the first week of every month, we do a lifestyle episode. And it's just a fun little episode. We talk about lots of different things. But this week, we're reacting to the Reddit threads.
All right. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah. Before we get into that, anything new? Any updates?
No updates necessarily, but the weather in Denver has been literally amazing.
So
is it
nice.
Supposed to snow tomorrow? Yeah.
Yes, it is.
But it has been so nice. Like literally this whole week when I'm driving, like I have my sunroof open, I have my windows down, we've been going on longer walks, and it is just so nice.
So nice. The other day it was like 75.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, well, the hard thing is like in the morning it's like 30, 40 degrees, like jacket mm-hmm. weather. But then in the afternoon, like you're sweating if you have like more than a tank top on.
Right.
Legit.
Yeah. It's the weather is so bipolar. And I mean, the thing that I do like about Colorado is that it does get really warm in the winter. Like it's not like when I was up in Idaho, the very first time it snowed, the sun did not come out for a few months after that.
Yeah. That's hard.
And yeah, I hated that. And here I like that. It's warm and the snow melts and then it's warm again and then it'll get cold. But it does get really annoying sometimes.
It does. Like there is a good balance, mm-hmm. but it is frustrating because like I'm just ready for spring and summer.
Mm-hmm.
And like honestly, I think I have sad because like ever yeah. since the weather has been better, I'm just like, I feel like more of myself, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm just looking forward to like it just being warm.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that because when I was up in Idaho, I literally had seasonal depression.
Yeah.
It was bad.
If the sun's not out at all.
Yeah. And
it's freezing.
I've never felt that before either. But then I totally did up there. And I remember the first day the sun came out, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to go for a walk. And because the sun was out, I just thought like, oh, it's warm. And so I just had a little jacket on. And it came up in my Snap memories actually recently, but I was like out there and I was like, yay, it's so sunny. It's so warm. But then like 5 minutes later, the video was me with my hood up and my face was all red because it was freezing because the wind was blowing so much. And so I was like, yeah, I forgot that just because the sun is out up there, it doesn't mean it's warm.
No.
It was freezing.
Yeah, it's not like here.
Yeah, it was still like 20 degrees there.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cool.
Well, I feel like this winter season in Denver, at least, it's been like colder than like mm-hmm. ever before, and we've lived here a while.
Yeah, lots more snow.
A lot more snow. Like yeah. usually it really will snow maybe like once a week, melt the next day, but mm-hmm. it's been like multiple snowstorms in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. And the snowstorms are like
big
dumps.
Yes. Yes, like literally I bring my snow boots to work. I like
no.
I pull up to patients' houses like chomping through the snow in my snow boots and I just change like right there.
Hey, honestly though, I feel like when you get older, like in middle school and high school, like you don't want to do that. But when you get older, it's like I don't want my shoes to be
oh,
wet
yeah.
all day.
It's all about comfort now.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It is different. You're like, that's embarrassing. I'm uh-huh. not doing that now.
Yeah, now it's like I don't want to have wet shoes.
Uh-uh. And then like go give somebody a shower. No, thank you.
Yeah, no thanks. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Well, that's a good update. I agree with you. The weather's been so nice and I love it. I also did get my doubles pierced.
You did. And remember when you were saying like you weren't ever going to, you're like, I'm happy it was just like my first piercing.
Well, I said that I wasn't going to because I never wear my first, mm-hmm. like I haven't mm-hmm. worn earrings in literally years. I don't know how they're not closed.
That's
up.
True, actually.
Yeah. Cause when I put my first set in again a few days ago, I didn't even have to like push through. Like it was just open. I don't know how.
Cause we got them when we were what, 10 months old?
Yeah, but I haven't worn them for years.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I got my doubles pierced. They're slightly swollen right now.
They actually are. 5 minutes ago, I cleaned them with like her saline solution.
Yeah.
And yeah, yours actually look really infected.
Well, yeah, thanks for telling everyone that. Just kidding. No, you know what I think it is? I think it's because I haven't worn earrings in forever, and then all of a sudden I put two sets in.
Yeah.
And so like the one is trying to heal, and then now I had two sets in, and I was sleeping with them in too, like even the first set. And so last night I was having a really hard time falling asleep and my ears were hurting. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take out the first set because I don't need that in. And I'll just I decided that I'm just going to wear the doubles set,
yeah,
I guess,
yeah,
while those are healing to give my ears an adjustment period. Because yeah, all of a sudden I went from zero to all of a sudden two sets.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a little trauma for your ears. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I feel like that's what it is. But it actually is kind of painful right now, honestly.
Yeah. And when did you get them done? A few days ago?
Monday, I think.
Yeah. I guess it's normal for them to be sore. But like, after I got mine, like with my cartilage before it healed, it closed up again. Like even after like 2 days, it was fine. So I feel like, yeah, that's why I think yours are infected.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been cleaning them twice a day and you loosened them. So hopefully, mm-hmm, hopefully I like overnight, help. it feels a lot better.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my update. Hopefully, I want to get my cartilage pierced next. That's the one I wanted.
We're going together. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one I wanted. So like, hopefully that one heals okay and I don't have any issues with that, because that would suck. Because I literally, like, today I was like, I'm going to take these doubles out. But
no,
I also spent like $80 on it.
Yeah,
so.
No.
But anyways, yeah, that's my update. Kind of a long update at the beginning. But yeah, we've been thriving, honestly. Yeah.
All right, let's get into it, because
I'm
excited.
So excited.
So why don't I go first, since
okay,
I have more.
Okay.
So the thread was called Mortifying First Period. Ooh. And this is, like, obviously people posting, like, this is not our own words. So yeah, I'm going to read it exactly how this person said.
Okay.
I was 14, late, I know, visiting relatives I haven't met before in Virginia. I had white shorts on.
Oh, girl. We already know.
This is going to be bad. The lady of the house said, I think the little deer is a woman.
Ew.
She didn't even know her. That's weird.
That's
weird. I don't
weird.
Like the whole, like, once you get your period, you're a woman thing. Like, I will never tell my kids that.
Yeah, ew.
There's just something creepy about it.
That the way that she said, wait, she said little deer.
Oh, the little deer is a woman.
In my head, I was imagining like a deer.
What?
So that was making it really weird for me. But yeah, that's weird.
Okay, this next one is longer, but it's still a mortifying first period.
Okay.
I got my period at age 11, 2 months before my birthday, and during a party my sibling, brother, was having with my older brother and about three of their closest friends for his birthday. All of them were ages 13 to 15. After hanging around them and occasionally being allowed a turn on the Nintendo, I began to feel sick. I went to the bathroom. As I wiped, I noticed blood. I nearly passed out. I thought I was going to die. I told my mom, Brazilian lady, very religious, and she called up her sisters in excitement, and all of my aunts congratulated me on turning into a woman, but would not explain to me how I wasn't going to die from bleeding out of my privates. After that, my mother began to explain to me how I was one with the stars and my cycle was like a constellation, all the while refusing to educate me on what having a period meant. She also did not loan me one of her pads. She made me use dish rags and toilet paper. So here I am, 11 years old, surrounded by boys, with star blood gushing out of me and some dirty old rag to plug it all up.
Okay,
so
I have
bad.
So many thoughts on that. I'll keep it brief, but the fact that her mom... Okay, even if she didn't want to educate her, because we got that talk when we were 8 years old, right?
Yeah.
And so we understood, like, what that was when we got it. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the best way to go about it.
Yeah, if you don't tell them, they're going to be scared.
Right. But, like, even afterwards, like, if your kid comes to you and is, like, freaking out, you just have to tell what
right.
it is. Like,
right.
I don't understand that. That's so sad for her.
I know. And, like, all the boys that were there, like, she... Like, that added another layer to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is mortifying.
That, I feel bad. Wow.
I know. My first period story was, like, really great. So, like, I'm glad mom told us. Like, because I literally knew exactly what was going on. I had no questions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just the best way. Because, of course, you're going to be really nervous.
Yeah. Like, you're bleeding from you don't know where, even.
Yeah.
Like,
ugh, that sucks. Was that it?
Yeah. Yeah. Your turn.
Okay. So this one is a thread and I have multiple responses to all of my threads that I'm reading.
Okay.
So the thread was titled Women of Reddit. Actually, I don't know how Reddit works. Like, is it called a thread?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I've never been on Reddit before, so it's kind of confusing.
It was weird. I came across some, like, scary stuff. Yeah,
it's like the dark web.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Anyways, okay, so this thread is called Women of Reddit. What is the dumbest way you were mansplained something?
Oh, gosh. Okay, this will be good.
Okay, so this person said, one of my husband's friends explained PTSD to me. He's an IT dude. I'm a therapist specializing in trauma.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Literally, like, explaining to her what PTSD is, and she's a trauma therapist.
That is the definition of mansplaining.
The definition of mansplaining.
Why is it always the IT people? Like, it's always IT.
Because they're smart, and so they think that they know everything. Oh my gosh, that was
that
mean.
That is so funny.
Yeah, that one was really funny.
That's hilarious. She's like, when do I jump in here and say that, like, this is actually my job?
Yeah, it comes to a point where you literally just sit there and stop listening, because mm-hmm. it's like, I know. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one. I'm going to read these next two back to back.
Okay.
So someone said, how to breastfeed, .. with my second child. She was mansplained. Yeah. And then the next one said, the amount of men who had an opinion on how I breastfed and pumped was ridiculous.
Why do they think they have an opinion? Like, how do they even know?
You know what it made me think of? It made me think of The Office.
I knew you were going to say that because I was thinking that too.
When Jim is like, maybe try and push it out. And she's like, push it out. You want me to push my milk out, Jim?
She's like, why don't you try and do it?
That made me think of that.
That's funny. Wow.
Okay. Another one. Said, a guy explained to me how to go up the stairs while wearing a floor-length dress without tripping, as if he had done it more often than I had.
I don't know what to say.
That one made me laugh because I was just imagining the image of him trying to explain it to her.
Yeah, it's like, dude, do you have the dress and heels on?
No.
That's hilarious.
So funny. Another one was, in my country, an article about women in gaming was making a lot of noise at the time. It was about the sexism in every aspect of the community. A female characters too sexy, women players and sexual harassment, babes in bikinis at game cons, etc. For me and my female gamer friends, it was old news. We spoke about the article and added our own experience to it. Men decided to explain to us how the article was wrong because they never saw sexism in video games and video game cons, never. So we were lying and making up stories. Sure enough, they finished by saying they were not sexist and never had been.
Again, how do they know?
Right.
Like, you're not living the experience of a woman.
Mm-mm. And it is true in video games and it's all media, super sexualized.
Yeah, yep.
Like, why do the women need to be wearing bikinis?
Right. And the men are in, like full-length armor, right. Heavy-duty, like, guns. Like,
right, honestly. And it's just funny how they're like, no, it's not sexualized. Like, it's not sexist. Maybe because you're not the one being sexualized.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's the end of that thread. It was just funny, the mansplaining.
So, I can't get over the breastfeeding one.
I know. Just crazy. And the dress one. It's like, so.
Dude.
And I was reading, like, a sub-thread on that dress one, and it was like, she was like, as if he'd done it more times than me. And someone replied and was like, maybe he has. You don't know about his life.
That's very true, actually.
It's like, yeah.
Maybe he was truly trying to help her.
Maybe he was. But yeah, that was funny.
That is so funny. Really good one. That made me laugh. Okay, this next one is a red flag in men.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Okay. I dated this handsome dim fellow in college. I think that might have been my attraction to him. He was simply simple. Anyways, being a redhead, I have patches of freckles. Mine are only on my shoulders and knees.
Okay.
One day, I was wearing a tank top, and handsome dim boy gently kisses my shoulder and looks at me with the most sincere face and says, I love your freckles. They remind me of my mom. Then proceeds to try to force his tongue down my throat. Red flag. In all caps.
Anything that ends with, they remind me of my mom.
Yes.
Or that reminds me of my mom.
Yeah. No. Immediate red flag.
Oh my god.
Immediately.
And the fact that he thought it was probably like so romantic because then he tried to make out with her, like he really thought he did something.
No. How is that romantic? Like, that is so weird.
Ew.
Like, when men say that, they need therapy.
I mean, yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're comparing your romantic partner or, like, looking for your mom in a romantic partner, that's an issue to me. Maybe mm-hmm. some qualities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course,
but
some qualities.
Like, if you say it too much, that's weird.
Yeah. Weird.
Have you ever been told that by a guy?
No, I haven't. But I was just thinking, like, would I ever say to a guy, oh, that reminds me of my dad.
Right. Would you ever say that?
No.
No.
No, not about, like, something that he does or, like, no. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Yeah,
red
cringy.
Flag.
Red flag.
Was that the one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I chose a lot of responses from my
threads.
That's
fine. That's fine.
Okay. I can't get over that.
So, like, can you imagine, like, kissing your shoulder?
I mean, that would be sweet.
Yeah, but followed up by that and then trying to make out with
you.
Yeah,
no.
No.
It's like, read the room.
Seriously.
Okay. So this next thread is, ladies, what is your worst dating horror story?
These are always so good.
Get ready. Okay. I met up with this guy at a restaurant. Conversation is going well up until we order. He then excuses himself and is gone for a seriously long time. I thought he just left, and I was considering paying the bill and ditching out too. Maybe 10 minutes later, he walks back in with bloodshot eyes. I thought he went out and smoked, which is a deal breaker for me, so I knew the rest of the date was pointless. Then he apologizes for his absence and told me I ordered the same dish as his ex, and he got emotional and went and cried in his car. Seriously, I ordered the chicken Alfredo, pretty common meal. Needless to say, that was our first and last date.
Oh my gosh. I thought he smoked too.
Uh-huh.
Or my second thing was like, I really was having trouble pooping or something.
Oh no. Honestly, that would have been worse.
Yeah. That is so bad.
I mean, the fact that he was honest about it, but like, obviously, I feel like at that point, it was really respectful for him to come back. But at that point, I would have just texted the person and been like, I am so sorry. Like, let me Venmo you for the meal.
Yeah.
And I can't go back in. Because it's like, your eyes are bloodshot.
Yeah. It's like, you were crying so much you had to go sit in your car.
Yeah.
For 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that was his first date, like, after his
breakup.
But, maybe. You know.
It's rough. But, like,
oh, that is
cringe. Okay, another one. Someone said, went on 3 dates with a guy I met online. At least I thought they were dates. He thought we were having insurance consultations. I appreciate his creative business techniques, I guess.
So funny.
Like, that's honestly something that Michael Scott would do.
Yes, seriously.
So funny.
That's hilarious.
Like, imagine him, like, literally being, like, straight business and she's, like, trying to be flirty. Like...
Read the room, girl.
Yeah, read the room. Come on.
But, like, what did he do to lead her on to think that?
Honestly, it's like there was fault in both sides.
Yes. So funny.
Okay. There's 2 more responses in this thread. This next one, you're going to laugh so hard. Okay. The beginning. I fell down a mountain.
That's not funny.
We were walking up the side of a mountain by his house, and we hadn't planned on doing it, so I wasn't wearing the best shoes, but they were boots, so I figured I'd be fine. On the way down, I slipped, so in my brilliant mind, I remembered there was a large ledge, and I figured if I had just sped up and kind of jogged down, I'd just slow down there. The image is so funny. Well, I ended up picking up a ton of speed and realized that the ledge wasn't as large as I remembered. I had to yell at my boyfriend to try and stop me. Oh, to not try and stop me because I was going to take him over the edge into the bushes. Well, I decided to drop and roll so I didn't go over the edge, which would have worked had I not jammed my knee into a rock. So I couldn't walk down the rest of the mountain easily. It sucked.
That's terrible.
Like, the fact that she explained her whole process, she's like, I'm going to just catch myself at the ledge. And then she's like, wait, I'm going too fast, yells at her boyfriend to not stop her.
She is a thought girl.
I don't know. She's very thoughtful.
Very thoughtful.
That was so funny. Just that the beginning.
Hilarious. I fell down a mountain.
And obviously they broke up. Oh. Like, I mean, I don't think it was because of this incident, but they obviously broke up.
Boyfriend, though.
Oh, yeah. I guess she would have said ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's just so funny to me.
Oh, my gosh. That's embarrassing.
Like, just imagine.
Oh, my gosh. He's like,
He's like, what do I do?
hilarious.
Yeah, it's so funny. Okay, this last one. So, I went out with someone I met off MySpace a million years ago.
MySpace. Mm-hmm. Wow.
We went walking around the downtown area of my city, and then we got a late dinner at a Steak and Shake. Too classy, I know. The menus were paper and blank on one side, so he took out a pen and proceeded to sketch me. I'm like, okay. He didn't ask me if he could do it, and I didn't want to seem like a jerk. It looked like the portrait Napoleon Dynamite drew for that one girl he wanted to ask for to prom. That just got
so
me.
So classic.
Because we just watched that movie, The Family, we did. Uh-huh. And so I just had that image fresh in my mind. And I was like,
that is.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm picturing, I haven't seen that in years. And I'm picturing
it. So funny.
That's funny.
Okay. So this actually kind of reminds me of something.
Personal?
Yeah.
Girl.
I hope that he's not listening.
Wait. Okay. Yeah.
So my ex-boyfriend. On our very first date, he drew a picture of me, and he's a very talented, amazing artist. On our first date, he drew a picture of me. Like, he drew a portrait, and it's a very good portrait, but it doesn't look like me. Like, the eyes and the face structure, it just doesn't look like me. And I knew that if he redrew it now, because he's known me for almost mm-hmm. 2 years now, then he could do it a lot better. And it wasn't a bad portrait at all, but it just did not look like me. And so it was like a little bit awkward because I was like, oh my gosh, like yeah, this thanks. Doesn't look like me at all.
Did you say that?
No, I was like, oh my goodness, thank you so much. This is so good. But he's like a very talented artist. Yeah. So I'm not going to like say that he's not. But it was just so funny. It just reminded me of that. Like, I was like, oh, this does not look like me. Anyways,
that's
yeah.
That's funny.
And that was on our first date. So it's kind of funny with,
yeah,
like, the first date.
Yeah,
anyways.
Did he ask you or, like, say that he's going to?
Yeah, we had met on Hinge. And so we were talking. And I had asked him if he could draw me. And he said,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But he also said he did it, like, really quickly before the date. So he's very talented. I was impressed with the skill. But it just did not look like me at all.
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyways, that was the end of that thread.
Okay. This thread is most embarrassing moment on Zoom in honor of the pandemic. I had to do Zoom karaoke last weekend for a birthday party. Don't do that to your friends.
Oh. Oh, no.
Why is that so funny to me? Oh my gosh, can you like Zoom karaoke for a birthday party?
I like how they said don't do that
don't
to your
do
friends.
That to your friends.
Like, honestly, it's like, is everyone else just listening to you, or are other people doing karaoke at the
right.
same time?
Well, I imagine people are just like eating their own food and stuff. Like,
so you're just singing a solo.
Yeah. That is so awkward.
Oh, yeah, don't do that to your friends.
Like,
come
just
on.
Don't have anything. Or don't uh-uh. do karaoke at least.
No.
Oh my gosh.
What is your most embarrassing Zoom moment? Can you think of one?
I don't think I can think of one right now.
Do you want to know mine?
Yeah.
My most embarrassing Zoom moment is when I was out at BYU Idaho. We've talked about this. There's like standards and it's a Christian school. And so I was like sitting in the class, but not everyone was there yet.
Right, like 5 minutes before.
Yes, yeah. But there was the teacher there, and there was like probably 10 other students in there. And I didn't realize that I wasn't on mute. And I got on TikTok, and immediately the first video, big F-bomb. The first video, like the first sound. And then I looked up and realized that I was not on mute. And I felt extremely awkward because I was like, everyone just heard that and it was an F-bomb and this is like a Christian school.
Okay, that's bad.
It was bad.
That
like I was
so
really embarrassed.
Bad. Like you can't recover from that.
No. And I just muted myself and then I was just like,
oh, that's so awkward.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's so awkward.
There's a lot of like little micro embarrassing moments
on
Zoom.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when someone's like talking over you and you're at the same time and then you're like trying to figure out who to go.
You go. No. Okay. Yeah. I've never like farted or burped or anything, or like even like, I don't think I've even accidentally unmuted myself really. I'm like very.
That's good.
Especially when I like take it to the bathroom. Yeah. I'm like so cautious.
I took a whole shower one time during class.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That's okay. Funny. Next one.
Okay.
Was in a meeting. Not everyone was on camera, but they were present. One lady hadn't muted herself, but was generally quiet, so we didn't mind. Mid-meeting.
Oh, she hadn't muted herself.
She hadn't, but she didn't know.
Okay.
Mid-meeting, we hear grunting and some straining.
Oh,
her name is Highlight.
No.
Her name is Highlighted because she's the one making noise.
No.
And the host is frantically saying her name and requesting her to mute. We hear a sigh of relief and a flush. Turns out she had joined via her phone and had taken it with her. She left shortly after realizing.
Wait, was this for work?
I'm guessing it was for, well, wasn't a meeting. I don't know.
I really hope it was for school because that ends after the semester.
That is just, like, the way this person described it was so funny.
Okay, I thought that you were going to say that she was, like, having sex or something.
No, but I've heard stories of that.
But honestly, having sex is better than pooping.
Really? You think so? You
think so?
Accidentally make a sex tape?
No, but just the sound.
Ew! I think pooping is better. That is so awkward.
Either one is awkward, but just like the flush after, because then everyone knows.
That's so bad.
Honestly, that would be so funny if someone like gave her laxatives after or something, because she was like obviously straining.
That would be so, I know, like, girl.
Yeah, like, are you okay?
I just imagine like the host frantically saying her name. It's like, excuse me, like, we've all had that person. It's like, please mute.
Please mute. Like, we're trying to save you.
So awkward. Oh man.
Is there any more responses to that one?
No, that was it.
Oh, that was funny. We can all relate to, like, any of those.
Yeah, yeah. So that's so funny.
Okay. I have a few responses to this one. What is something your ex did that gave you the ick?
Yes, I love this topic.
Okay. Okay. It was my first kiss ever, and I hate thinking about it. He literally looked at me and said, "Open your mouth." And I asked why, but did it anyways. He just shoved his tongue in my mouth. There were Cheeto chunks in his spit, and I almost threw up.
Ew.
There are other reasons I hate thinking about him, but this is the grossest thing that has ever happened to me.
How old were they?
I have no idea. But literally, why would you tell someone to open their, like, why do you think, how do you think that kissing is you opening your mouth and then having someone put their tongue in your
mouth? Yeah, it's like, I'm going to kiss you. Like, say that instead, or like, can I kiss you?
Yeah, even if that is the way you kiss, like, don't say open your mouth.
Yeah, like, that's weird. Like, what did he watch?
Yeah.
Where did he get that idea?
Yeah, like, there's no movies out there that tell you that. So, no. Not sure where you got that, but literally cringy. So, and then the Cheeto chunks.
Ew, I don't even want to imagine that.
Yeah, we can just leave that, but gross.
Ew.
Okay, the next one.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm so scared. Okay, the next one. He got his mom to cut his toenails for him. He did not have a medical condition or anything that would prevent him from being able to do it himself. This was not a one-off thing. He never cut his toenails. His mom always did it for him.
Ick. Red flag and ick.
Imagine Jared doing that.
Ew. She comes over like once a month. I'm going to cut your toenails.
Like, my mother-in-law. Literally, why?
That is so weird. Like, why can't he do it himself?
I don't know, because she said he doesn't have any reason that he can't. But for some reason, he has his mom do it.
Weird.
Yeah.
Like, what if they get married? Is she thinking, like, I'm going to have to do this? No.
Yeah, like, no.
No.
And, or, if I don't do it, is his mom going to continue
doing
it?
Yes! Like, if we move to another state, is she going to fly
She's like, time for the monthly cut.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, very weird. Okay, there's two more. This next one is really short. I once watched him heat a can of beans over the stove and then drink the whole can because, quote, no dishes.
no, 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 no.
Ew.
Ew.
Like, drinking the bean juice? Bean juice is gross. Ew, I strained my beans.
Yeah. Was it, like, baked beans where, like, the sauce is thicker, maybe?
Maybe. I'm just imagining black beans, and the black bean juice is, like, really gross, like, when you look at it.
I'm guessing it was baked beans.
I hope it was baked beans, but still, like, it's just such a guy way of thinking. Yes, like, no dishes. No dishes.
It's like, okay.
Okay, but don't drink your beans.
No. Don't drink your beans. That sounds so ew.
Okay, the last one was another kissing one. He kissed without putting his lips on mine. He would open his mouth really wide and be above and below my lips. So, like, around her lips. He would open his mouth wide enough to where he
like
was around her.
Like a suction?
Yes. And then he would just stick his tongue out straight like a hot dog. It was weird. After a makeout session, my face was sloppy with spit. Not exaggerating. It was gross. He was hands down the worst kisser, but otherwise a great guy.
Oh, my gosh. That's a deal breaker, though.
That's a red flag, too.
Yeah.
Like, literally, when she said, like a hot dog.
Ew. That image.
Very gross.
That's so funny, though. Like, I wonder if they think they're kissing good. You know, like, that makes me feel kind of bad. Because it's like, if no one tells them.
Right. Like, I really hope that, as awkward as that is, I really hope that she, when they broke up, was like, hey, by the way, you are not a good kisser. Like, you need to learn.
Like, in a nice way.
In a nice way,
like,
so
to
that,
help him.
Yeah, and to help other people, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, especially if that's, like, your first relationship, then, and maybe you just, that's the only person you've ever kissed, yeah. So you don't know. But, like, if they had kissed multiple people and then she didn't tell him, like, hey, that's not
like,
it.
Like, if you're going to break up anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say something. I'm trying to think if, like, I mean, honestly, though, like, I've kissed people that have not kissed good at all, but I didn't say anything.
Yeah, but I know it's easy to say, like, you should just say this.
Yeah, but at the same time, I didn't, like, date them. Yeah. So it's like, if I, like, if my last boyfriend was a bad kisser, then I would tell him. I honestly would, because I know him and I care about him and I love him. So, like, I would say something to help him out, but that's so awkward.
But yeah, if it's just, like, one time.
Yeah, it's like, that's your own issue.
Yeah, let it go.
But I just can't get over that. Anyways,
wow.
That was that thread.
I love talking about, like, icks people find.
I know. So funny.
Because then you're like, yeah, that is an ick.
Yeah, you're like, wait, that is a new ick for me. Yeah. I hope I never see that from someone.
I have two more, and they're both New York City subway stories, which, you know, kind of hits close to home.
Of course. Yeah, okay.
But, like, you know, everybody hears, like, infamous stories, so. Mm-hmm. All right. This is more weird than gross out.
Okay.
This person wrote that.
Oh, okay.
That was not my own words. Oh. .. Last summer, I was walking down the stairs at the 14th Street L station at like 8 a.m., hurrying to catch the next train, and I passed a man who was walking down the stairs slowly next to me. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a penis.
Oh.
I looked over, and sure enough, he had his penis out and was peeing on the stairs as he was walking down them. I've seen people peeing in stations before, but usually off in a secluded corner or something without exposing themselves, and also generally not during the morning rush hour.
Ew.
It's, like, just disturbing.
It's like, yeah, it's like you look over and, like, someone's got their thing out.
Yeah.
Please, no.
Yeah, like, ew. That's traumatizing.
Yeah, it is traumatizing. You're literally getting
flashed. I mean, yeah, I was trying to think of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Just gross.
Ew, that is gross.
Okay. I lived in Washington Heights at the time.
In Washington
Heights. I would take the A train to 145th and switch to a seat. Okay, I don't know what any of that means. And take the 163 to get home. So I'm on the platform at 145 waiting for the C train to come. And this very regular wandering soul walks about 6 feet in front of me, drops his pants, sticks his butt towards the A train, and takes a dump right on the platform.
Oh.
He finishes his business and just pulls up his pants and walks away. No wiping or nothing. I'm dying laughing, but also sort of disgusted. Now there's a fresh human turd on the 145 platform, like, pretty much where you'd stand for the A train, but in the spot that also has pretty high foot traffic. So now we, myself and, like, five other people who were there when it happened, just watch. Like, people walking
ew.
Out. It's so gross.
That is nasty. Like, what brings you to just do that in public? And, like, the other girl said, like, not in a secluded corner or something.
No, no.
Like, he was just out and proud.
Just out with it.
Ew. That is just so disturbing.
Gross. Like, yeah, it's like, how can you get to that?
Oh.
Like, no shame.
No shame, literally.
And, like, people stepping in it. Like, you're about to step in it.
Yeah, that's human feces.
Ugh. Ew. Ew.
Gross.
That's all I have.
Okay. Well, the last thread that I have is, what's something minorly embarrassing you did that still haunts you to this day?
We were just talking about
this. Okay.
Dang, you found really good ones.
Thank you. You did too.
Thanks.
Since we didn't coordinate, I was like, do I find like lots of long ones? Yeah.
I think this was good.
Yeah. Okay, so this person said, I was on a second date at the other person's house, and I went to use the restroom and peed with the door open. I was so used to doing it at home alone, and I didn't even think about it. And then he mentioned that he, quote, loved my confidence. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, I've never had a girl pee with the door open on a date.
Okay, girl, you put that on yourself.
No, she didn't realize. It was, like, out of habit.
How do you – okay, but, like, when you're at somebody's house, you're, like, uber conscientious of, like, how you act, you know?
I guess. I'm taking her side. I'm sorry, like, I took her side. Like, I was like, ooh.
Like, that's embarrassing, but, like, no, girl, you did that to yourself. I'm sorry.
I was just, like, in my mind, I was like, dang, she just, like, really just did it out of habit.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
The fact that he mentioned – that's the embarrassing thing, is that he mentioned it.
Yeah, I love your confidence.
Just let it go.
Yeah, just don't. But maybe he was uncomfortable with it.
Maybe. And, like, maybe he thought, like, she knew and he was, like, trying to air it out.
Yeah, trying to, like, address it and be like, I don't want you to do that. You know, like, we're, like, making up this whole thing. No, but honestly, so weird.
Yeah, that's,
like,
weird.
Cringy. Okay, this next one I can relate to. Once I was showing a guy I had a crush on something on my phone and pulled up Safari. The first thing that popped up in my search tab was, quote, my zodiac sign and his zodiac sign compatibility.
No.
that was so funny.
Okay, but so legit funny. That happened with me and Jared, because remember you were like really getting me like into it?
Yeah.
And now I really like it, but like, we've been together for years and we've been married for like over 2 years, but I was still like, are Gemini and Libra compatible? Like, I was like doing all this research and he was like, what are you doing? He was like, do you not think we're I was like, no, it's not what it looks like. I promise.
That's so funny. I just feel like that one is so relatable.
Yeah.
Like, or just even like, okay, this one is so funny. If for all of you people who have the Flow app, I always just, I love tracking all of my symptoms and I like tracking my discharge.
Yeah.
And, one time I was with a guy and, then the Flow app came and was like, I noticed that you logged creamy discharge today. Let's talk about it. And I was like, okay.
That is so funny.
I was like, well, way to expose me.
That is, because, like, guys don't get, they're like, what? What does that mean?
Yeah, like, literally.
That is so funny.
But it's like, I love tracking it now because now I understand my body more.
Yes.
But it was so embarrassing.
Girl. That's so bad. Yeah, like, the Flow app has no shame. Like, I'll be sitting in class, it's like, you tracked watery discharge.
Yeah, and you're like, thank you.
You tracked super self-critical thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm like, great, thanks.
Yes, yeah, so funny.
So funny.
Okay, the next one. This one, so cringy. I was babysitting for this family and my period started. I was totally unprepared for it, searched all over the house, and this lady didn't have anything. No pad, no tampons, nothing. So I was going to use a diaper as a panty liner.
Oh, okay, innovative.
Innovative. I grabbed a pull-up just to see if it fit if I put it on. I was only a teenager and pretty petite at the time, so it fit like a champion. I put my yoga pants back on and went about my day. The mother comes home, looks at me, and asks why I'm wearing a diaper. I wanted to jump out of the window. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I feel bad because she was a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell.
You can tell.
When there's a diaper.
Especially with leggings.
Yeah, in my mind, because, like, sometimes with briefs, you know, for, like, some of my patients will, like, rip a brief in half and, like, use it as a pad inside the brief for, like, extra absorbency. Oh. So I thought she was, like, going to cut it and just, like,
put it in her underwear. Yeah.
Girl.
No, she was wearing a diaper.
What do you say to that? I started my period and I looked all over your cabinets and didn't find anything.
Yeah, you're, like, either way, you look bad. It's like, I went through all of your drawers and all your cabinets, couldn't find anything, so I stole a diaper and...
Put it on.
Okay, so I have two more. This next one is short. She said, I told my grandma that I hated my middle name, then remembered that it was her first name.
Girl, how do you forget that?
Well, because she probably calls her just Grandma.
Grandma. That's true. It takes me a second to remember grandma's name.
Yeah, literally, like, everyone. I'm like, yeah, wait. What's your first? You're grandma. You're not anyone else.
That is so bad.
Yeah. Okay, the last and final response that we have out of all of these Reddit threads is, I still think about a time in college. I was in the cafeteria, and this guy and girl walked towards me, and the guy said, hey, with a really warm smile and his arms open towards me, and I just instinctively went in for the hug.
No.
Turns out he was warmly greeting his girlfriend who was behind me. I wanted to die.
That is so bad.
It's the worst. It's just so embarrassing.
Like, the moment is embarrassing, but, like, the aftermath, it's like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's like,
sorry.
Oh, I'm so, and they're like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. And you just, like, walk away.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's so funny. Yeah.
That is so funny. You guys, I'm sorry for being so obnoxious with my laugh, but, like, literally, I have not laughed this hard in so long.
I haven't either. That was so funny.
This was hilarious.
That was, yeah, I hope that you guys really enjoyed that episode, because obviously we were laughing our heads off the whole time.
Oh my
and gosh. I hope that you guys are laughing too, because that was hilarious.
That was so funny. Before we go, we do want to acknowledge that March this month is Women's History Month.
Woo-woo.
So if you follow us on Instagram, our Instagram is at Real Talk About Feminism Pod. Pretty much each day we've been putting on our stories a little question box to allow you guys to submit a woman who inspires you and why. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and do that. We're going to be taking submissions all this week up until Friday.
Yep.
So be sure to submit somebody. We'd love if you would give, like, a little blurb about why you submitted them.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, just put somebody that you admire.
Yeah, and we're just really excited to be able to give you guys a bonus episode this month. Like, more content.
Yep.
And we're just really excited. So we've gotten some really good submissions so far. And if you guys want to say anything else about the woman that you're submitting, then feel free to DM us, because I know that question box is really small and has a
true
character limit.
Yeah, good point.
So, yes, but we would love to hear from you guys, and then the women who inspire you will be featured.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. We hope it gave you a little kickstart to your day for listening to it in the morning or,
yes,
you know, anytime, I guess.
Yeah, and happy March. Happy Women's Month.
Yay. See you guys next week.
Bye.